Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's six girls that I don't know. The boys are all looking sheepish. I just can't talk about it because I think that I'm held to a higher standard than a lot of people.
Lucy!
Yeah. So...
Don't call someone that never said two words to you a bully.
I've just thought of something, but I'm not sure if I should say it or not.
I want to be as irrelevant as possible, making as much money as I can. This is the worst thing for me.
Being compared to Molly.
Like, didn't get out of bed, depression, horrendous.
You're going to cry now.
Three, two, one.
Guys, the Murad Murali podcast, we are back. Do you understand? We have a legend in the building. A Love Island legend in the building, guys. We have Amber Rose Gill.
Woo!
Can we get a clap, guys? Sound engineer, guys. Thank you. You always come through with a clap. Thank you. He's always in the back just clapping for me. And that's exactly what I needed.
Thank you. How Sammy's have you been? Favorite.
Are you his favorite?
Well, to be honest, I think your season, you were the best looking one in that season.
Oh, gee, he said the best looking one. Okay.
Yes, and the best looking as well. Yes.
I mean, your season was the best. Let's not lie. How have you been?
I'm good.
You look stunning, by the way.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. What are you wearing?
Balenciaga on the shoes.
Come on, Balenciaga.
Manu Dewar.
Kaz is wearing Manu Dewar as well.
The cargoes, they're Manu Dewar.
Come on, Manu Dewar.
I know. Jaded.
I've never heard of Manu Dewar. Is it like a...
It's like a bit... It's a cool brand.
Right.
Very like neutral colors, chains, cargo pants. Like, just my vibe.
And the jewelry, the face... Makeup is beat.
Just got to do it, you know.
I was just thinking, even when we were like coming on the way towards this podcast, like people are staring at you, like just like Amber, obviously is that girl. So before we even get into Love Island, because I have so much to talk about, like there is so much for us to talk about.
You know what? I can't believe that it's like, is it nearly 4 years and we're still talking about it?
Has it been nearly 4 years? I think it's like three. Yeah. It's about to be four and basically halfway through nearly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about your season, Amber. I just feel like it all just fitted perfectly, like a jigsaw puzzle, and they've never been able to replicate it since.
No.
I'm flabbergasted.
A word. Your word doesn't really mean that much at this point, though, does it?
You're a prick. I was coming back here to tell you that I loved you.
You tried to tell me today that you could ever go 2 days!
Yeah, I opened up to that guy and now he's saying that I made him look like a dickhead.
He didn't open up.
You need to calm yourself down, mate. Stop acting like the goddamn big man, because you're not.
I honestly think Love Island is slowly dying now. It's on that way. Nobody asked for that winter version, which was diabolical. And, you know, we all thought that it's coming 6 months after yours. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It was too quick, but I thought it was going to be great because it's 6 months after yours.
Yeah.
And that just collapsed. And then Love Island 2021, I feel like it had great moments, but it started off extremely slow. And I think that it was just too fixed.
2021 was the one that's just been.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
The one last year. Like it was okay. Like I didn't mind it, but like there was just, you can tell that the producers were really trying to create something that they were struggling.
Yeah.
With the content. So, but your season.
What was the non-related Love Island stuff that you wanted to ask us?
What
before
do you mean?
We got into it, because I started straight away by bringing it to Love Island.
Oh, no, it's fine. Don't worry. Oh, look, are you so worried about the stuff that I'm asking?
Well, like, I want to know what you want to ask me.
Okay, so I wanted to ask, are you dating? Are you single?
Oh, let's go back to Love Island.
So you're not single then? You don't have to tell me who. I don't need to know who. Okay, people are in your circumference.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
Yeah, there's always a little radar.
So this whole Jack Grealish stuff was not real.
No.
I didn't get any of that. I didn't even read into it. I just saw your name and Jack and thought, are you guys, what's going on?
Do you
on?
Know what it is as well? I thought that I was going to get really trolled hard for it.
Why
but
though?
Because, just because it doesn't look good, does it? Doesn't look good. It's not my vibe, but right. whatever. But it worked in my favor because what the printed was quotation of me saying, I'm Jack's other woman.
Hmm.
Now, everybody in my DMs was like, hell, it would freeze over before you, that would come out
before
your mouth.
Before you'd be the other person.
Do you know what I mean? Like, before you would say that as well. Like, I've got way too much pride to even say that, even if it was true. So luckily, it got swept under the carpet.
Very really, quickly, though.
Really quickly. Really quickly. But I think because he said something about it, and I said something about it, and we put it to bed. Yeah, I know the guy. I know him.
Mm.
But I know a lot of people. It doesn't mean I'm dating them.
There's always somebody linked to you. Or people are trying to link somebody to you, or that you're dating this person or dating that person.
But do you think that happens with anyone else?
Like, I don't see with a lot of islanders who are single. No.
Like, it's consistent with me.
Yeah, because the other big islanders are like in couples that I would think of. So, but yeah, it doesn't happen with a lot. I see with you and this guy, or you with some guy on holiday, and it's just a picture of you guys together.
And it's like, that's any boyfriend, or it's really, really frustrating. It's so frustrating because it's always wrong.
How do you deal with that? Do you just bypass it now?
Well, it's just my thing, isn't it? I'm just going to be dating, she's pictured with this person, cozying up to that person. When really, I'm not doing anything, like, I'm just dating.
Yeah.
And actually, you're always 10 months behind because you'll never know who I'm really dating. You'll never, ever find out. Like, they'll never find
out.
Right,
of course. They'll nobody find out. Nobody needs to know.
No, because now they've ruined it because they want to write stuff that's not true. When I do all the interviews, I'm very respectful. I know that there's a job, it's an industry, and you just go and write.
So do you think that because you've been in the public eye for a while and you obviously, you know, came out pretty well from the show, obviously. Yeah. A Love Island winner, guys, coming out of the clap, guys. Yay! I didn't even say that. Wow, sorry. Woo! I didn't even say that. Love Island winner. Yeah. Like a winner?
Yeah.
Are you dumb? Like, okay, cool. But anyways, because you're in the public eye so much,
yeah,
does that a reason for why you want to keep your relationship private? I mean, not that you're in one, but like if you were to be in one, like yes, the papers are writing stuff about you. Did that just all just put you off and you want to just keep close the curtains?
Yeah,
because you've been overexposed.
Yeah, I think I've been overexposed, and also the people that I've dated haven't necessarily been in the public eye as well.
Mm.
And I like to be respectful to people. Okay, I chose this path. You're dating me. That doesn't mean you all of a sudden now have to come and be on my Instagram. If you want to be private, you're more than entitled to that. Mm. Because it is hard to get each bit of your personality or your looks or whatever pulled apart. It's not cool.
I can imagine.
And so I don't want to subject someone to that. So I want to keep it private. It's not that I'm, secretive, I'm not trying to tell anyone. It's for other people's sake and for my sake as well. If people don't know, what people don't know, they can't ruin as well. I don't want any woman coming to me as a woman in my DMs. I don't want it.
That's too much.
I don't want it. I don't want to see pictures. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Just keep me out of it. If I'm intended to know, then I'll find out. So keep everything private. That's just the way I like it. That could change depending on who I date. I might date someone in the industry. But for now, it's just the way I like it.
Just the way you like
it. Yeah.
Okay, what a nice response. This one is media trained, baby. It's media trained.
No, I'm not media trained, but you're just like my friend, aren't you?
Yeah, so yeah, like, I know. I know, but I like the way you're just putting it all together and just be like, yeah.
Yeah.
But you are so funny.
Yes, man, in the making. She's now good at doing it.
Exactly, I can imagine. Now, let's go back to Love Island.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted to get in that first, but I really want to touch on it because there's so much to talk about, because obviously not only did you win the show, but you're on OG. You were there right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to Love Island, I don't think you were doing anything socially in terms of like a public platform or like a YouTuber, nothing. Got thrown into this.
Yeah.
And when you watched yourself back, right?
Parts
of it. And did you like what was seen, or like I don't know how that is, seeing yourself on reality TV on a big show that you won and you're just like, do I even like what I'm seeing, or like, do you just feel,
Yeah, I do. And there was a point where I got out and I was getting so much love and whatever. But then I knew that there was this aspect in the beginning where people didn't like us. And I was like,
because I didn't like you at first with the Callum situation, sunglasses. I was like, what is this girl doing?
Do you know what it is? I said to my mom, because this is me across the board with every single friendship or whatever in life, people tend to not like us immediately.
Right.
Because they can't work. Like, what is she? Are you being rude? Do you like me? Are you being rude? What's going on? So I said to my mum before I went in, I went, people aren't going to like us, but it'll be fine. As long as I get to stay in there long enough, people will like us because they'll start to understand.
They'll grow to you.
And so I actually went back and watched when people were like hating on us, what I said. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, what did I say? Because I know I can be messy. And I was 21 at the time.
Right.
I can be messy. So I was like, what did I say? And I watched it back and I was like, is that all I said?
Do you think?
Really?
Yeah. What are you saying? Don't sue me.
I think that I can pull off anything.
Yeah, you can as well.
I'm not sure about you, though.
Oh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that it? Because I could have said worse than that if I wanted to. Do you know what I mean? But, I was watching it and he basically, Callum said to his...
You nearly forgot his name,
didn't
you?
No, I didn't. Don't say that. Because this will go viral on TikTok if I forgot the guy's name and then I get dragged. But anyways, I'm going to get dragged.
I mean, he was the first one out. So.
Yeah, but yeah. And also, that situation wasn't the best. But he said to me, do you think I suit these sunglasses? And all I said was, no, I don't think you do.
Mm.
I think I suit all sunglasses. Obviously, I was joking. But I wasn't joking about not suiting sunglasses. I just didn't think that he did.
Yeah. And a lot of people took it a different way.
Yeah, but for me, like, I'm that friend that'll tell you if you've got something in your teeth. I'm that friend that'll just keep you on the street.
Yeah, and upon first seeing you, people just they don't know you.
They don't know, yeah. And so they're just like...
So first impressions, that's all it really was. And then, of course, we just got to know you.
Yeah.
Because your relationship with Michael grew on the show.
Yeah.
And you guys obviously... You guys didn't really have that spark when you went in, though, because he was also an OG. So that didn't come about. So it came about naturally. Was it just through... him coming to you, or how did that even grow?
Well, and also one thing about that Callum situation that just ticked off in my brain, and now I cannot remember. Oh, people were saying, oh, she's gone through so much growth on the show. No, I haven't. You've seen different aspects of my personality. I haven't grown as this person, because people are like, oh, she's so much nicer now. No, it's not that I'm not nice, it's just that you've saw different aspects of my personality. But the thing with Michael was...
Interesting. That's a very good point.
Yeah, it's just different aspects. Like, I'm very...
You don't really grow like that in a month and a half or 2 months.
I'm not going to grow. Like,
interesting.
I'm not going to grow in that sort of situation.
Yeah, because there were a lot of characters either on your season or other seasons where I'm just like, who is this? But then you come out and we love you.
Yeah.
And then we're like, growth. But is it really growth? It's just different aspects
of
a person. You don't really grow like that in 2 months anyways.
Yeah.
We're just... You're being edited differently for us to see if you like you. Yeah.
12 people. There's 6 couples. You can't... You don't get to know somebody.
Mm.
And it's all heavily about dating. So you don't see what I'm like with my friends on the show with Ananya one day. You don't see what I'm like in the morning. You don't see anything other than me in a dating situation.
Mm.
And I'm not nice in a dating situation. I can't lie to you. I'm not nice in a dating situation, but every other situation, I'm good.
You're just...
I'm
gliding through.
Good friend, though. I'm a good friend. Like, yeah. I don't think anyone on the show would have anything bad to say about me now.
Okay, cool. Michael, tell me.
Okay, so you were saying, you said,
how did that spark even take place?
So I went on the show and, like, I'm not a very good dater, so I don't know why I said yes. Actually, I got asked on Instagram and I just thought, what an experience, why not? But I'm not a good dater. I'm very picky. I don't particularly like people. I find it hard to gel. So I got in there and I was like, what have I done? Like, I don't like anyone, not interested, cool. I'll last a week and then I'll go. And I remember, because you used to get pulled out a couple of times a day just to check you out, all right, what are your thoughts, what's going on, give us all the gossip kind of thing. And they were like, you do realize what show you've come on? And I was like, yeah, I do. And they were like, well, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't know, because you're not like bring someone in that I like. And then Curtis and Tommy come in and I was like, nah. And they were like, right, come on. There's 8 guys.
Because at one point, Tommy liked you. Was it right at the beginning, the first week or something like that? And you were like, I'm not going to be somebody's second option.
Yes. No. Yes. So I'm not sure if he actually liked us or whatever. But basically, I think he had to pick between.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
I think this was before Molly came in as well.
Yeah.
I believe. And I was just one of those options.
Right.
And I was just like, we didn't match. We weren't matched at all. But yeah, and I remember being pulled out and they were like, yeah, you know what this is? What are you doing? And I was like, I don't know. you know? And we're like, right, okay, what we're going to do is, and I'm so sorry to those producers because that was a friggin' nightmare. But they were like, what we're going to do, there was like a lineup of the pictures of the boys, pictures of the girls. We're like, right, okay, we're going to rate them out of 10. Mm. And every day we'll go along, rate them out of 10, see how you feel. And I was like, okay. And then we got Michael to a 6.5. And I actually did grow a really good friendship with Michael. So I was like, yeah, actually, this guy's cool. Like, I really like him. Mm. So why not? Let's just do it. But that's me in relationships anyway. I sort of grow. I don't look at someone and go, wow, like, you're amazing. Like, I want to couple up with you. That's not my vibe at all.
Oh, it's not. So no? It's not like, okay.
So I feel like it was just a reflection of what I'm like in real life as well.
The dumping of Yuande obviously set the villa off.
A word. Your word doesn't really mean that much at this point, though, does it?
And, you know, you and Anna were obviously, like, you know, being good friends for your one day at the time. And then obviously you and Danny kicked off, like, did more happen that we didn't see? Or was it just because I feel like you guys weren't really gelling with Arabella and then the next day you guys were, like, talking. So did, like, producers come in or did they, like, was there more beef?
Yeah.
Because it came across to me as if quite disjointed as a Love Island fanatic.
Yeah. So me and Anna... this is why we're still really close. We're just right for our friends. Mm. So I don't care if somebody thinks I'm immature or whatever. What I didn't like about that situation was it was deceitful what had happened. Mm. So yeah, we know the concept of Love Island, but don't pretend to that girl that you're gonna pick her and then don't, and now she's leaving. Mm. It just wasn't cute. I believe in being honest, being straight up, and it just wasn't that. And then what had happened with the situation, obviously it kicked off major. And it mustn't have been nice for Arabella being in that environment. Because really, is it her fault? It was his fault. But also, you're not around your friends, you're not around your family, you're around these big personalities and they don't like you. Like, it must have been a lot. So I remember it just being like, right guys, come on, let's move on from it now. Mm. This is the way that the format is, kind of thing. Let's move on from it. And me and Anna are like, we're not that immature. We're like, yeah, we'll drop it. And so that's when you saw the next day, everyone was fine. But it wasn't that I was fine. I was still hurt. Mm. Because Yuande, like, I wanted that girl to be with me till the end, because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have been able to get through the first few weeks, because me and her were so tight, like, so tight.
Mm.
Like, I was genuinely gutted when she left. So I was still wounded, but I was conducting myself just a bit better, because obviously I don't want to make somebody feel shit in the villa. I don't. That was never be my intention, you know? And so we just squashed it. And that's probably why it looked disjointed, because there was more that happened sort of behind the scenes.
But you
saw everything kick off, but you just didn't see the bit where it was like, come on, guys.
That's why obviously I see you as one of those legends on your season, because you just weren't afraid of any confrontation. Like, when you got up and walked to him in the kitchen as well, that was just like, Amber's just ready. Like, she's just ready to go again. My girl is not, she's just always on 10. And it's just like, you don't have to get ready, you stay ready.
Yeah.
Like, you're just,
right?
if it happens, like, I'm gonna, like, it's, you're not also afraid to give advice to people. Like, I remember there was a comment, you probably don't remember this. I just thought the scene was interesting when you were sitting with Maura and Molly and Anna on beanbags.
Mm-hmm.
And Molly was upset with Maura that, you know, Maura was flirting with Tommy at mm-hmm. this time. And Molly wanted Maura to come and talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Beforehand, and Maura didn't understand why she would need to do that, and then you were much very supporting Molly and like to her, this is what, why can't you relay that information to her?
Just a suggestion that you should have pulled Molly aside and just said that immediately.
No,
I'm sorry, but I don't need to ask Molly Mae's permission.
It's been 5 days.
It's been a week.
Yeah, but they're not in a relationship.
They're not in a relationship, but nobody here is in a relationship.
No,
I've not even spoke to the rest of
them. But you've got a connection.
Yeah, I do. So just. Relay that to her.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Why can't you just do that? And of course that conversation directly wasn't pertaining to you, but you were still very much like, this is how I feel, I want to say it, because this is the right thing that you should have done.
Yeah.
So this is why I also think you and Anna have in common, because she did the same thing for you. But it was just interesting to see that conversation there, that Maura wasn't getting that point, and then you were trying to like, hello, like, this is why you're not getting it. Why would you not just, it's interesting.
For me, the most important thing from being in there, or from my whole life, is I like things to be right and to be fair.
Mm.
And that's why when you see us getting angry or you see us doing whatever, it's because I feel like there's some injustice going on, and I do not like
that. But what I find interesting, and I think you said this on the show as well, is that when you see others going through stuff, you get upset, irritated. But when it pertains to you, or when someone does it to you, you either shy away, not really shy away because you're afraid, but you're just like, no.
Yeah.
And why is there a disparity in that behavior? I know we're going to go to some psychological deep, like, crazy
therapy session.
I know, but like, why, like, just the way my mind thinks, but why do you behave differently towards when someone does it to you as opposed to when you see it go through to other people? Do you have any ideas to...
Do you know what? I don't really have an idea, but all I can think of is that I'm robust. I'm robust. I'm fine. So, like, whatever happened to me, yeah, people thought I was heartbroken. I wasn't. I'm robust. I can get through anything. Other people, I just want to cuddle them like your Amy's. I don't want anyone to be mean to you because I don't want you to have to experience that. So I'm protective. Like you one day, she's not confrontational. I want to protect her. Like, I just like to protect my friends. Like, that's just something for me that I like to do because I can deal with this shit. I'm not scared of people. Like, when you're saying I'm not afraid of...
Yeah, I don't think you're afraid. You're just defensive of your friends. Yeah. But then when it comes to you, you're just like, I'll be fine.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it
is. I don't know why.
I just find it interesting. Yeah.
I don't know where that comes from, but yeah.
Casa Amor was insane. Your Casa Amor.
No comment. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to talk about Casa Amor.
Your Casa Amor was crazy. Like, I've rewatched that scene so many times. They put some dramatic music behind it. The scenes of everyone's faces.
Because that was another episode that I watched when I come out, because my mom was saying she was crying and I was thinking, it wasn't that freaking bad. It wasn't that bad. So I watched the episode and the music, was it like a rendition of like Beyonce?
It was like Destiny's Child's...
Destiny's Child Survivor.
Survivor.
Like in like some...
Yeah, it's like a different band. I actually found the band that does that song and I listened to that song because it's such a good song. But the way they did it, I was thinking this must have just been very not anticlimactic, but very different for you guys.
Yeah.
Because there's no music
for
you guys.
No, there's no music. I mean, it wasn't anticlimactic because it was...
Right, it was anticlimactic.
What the hell is going on? But it looked worse than what it was.
Mm.
And I felt sorry for my family having to watch that, thinking that I'm like... now distraught, when really
I don't like that.
It was more embarrassing.
So your first, when you came out and you saw him with Joanna,
so the thing is I knew and I don't want to give away Love Island secrets because I like the magic of the show,
right?
But
so you already had an idea.
I was last in line, right? So everybody walks in the line, right?
That makes
sense.
Fine, that makes
sense.
And
I'm not duffed. I know what's going on, right? I'm the last person in the line. Everybody's walking in. I can hear the claps in the villa. Oh, lovely, lovely, great. And it's about 2 hours. I'm outside and I'm like, something's gone wrong here. Why am I last? Something, I don't know what, but something is going on, right? And I don't know if everybody that was in Casa Amor has that thought process, but I definitely was like...
What they should have done is when all of you are going back to the main villa, all of you individually get separated.
Yeah.
So you don't know that there's an order.
Yeah.
You're probably thinking you're the first one to go, but really you're the last.
Yeah.
You don't know that Anna's gone already. That's now what they should have done.
There you go. That's a tip.
That's a tip for you guys.
Hire them. You already know you want to.
Like, that's just one of so many ideas that I have for this insane show.
So that would be amazing. Because I had this thought in my brain, like, something's gone wrong. So when I'm like that, I'm like, I've got time to just compose myself.
Mm.
I can handle whatever I'm walking out to. And remember, they were like, when you walk into the villa, because there's these, like, wooden slats, and you can see through them into the...
What's that place called?
The fire pit. You could see into the fire pit. And they were like, just look forward, don't look to the side. Well, why would you say something like that to someone like me? Because now I'm going to have to look to the side.
And you looked to the side.
So I walked out and I looked straight away. I looked and I was like, right, you've got 10 seconds. You've got 10 seconds to just figure yourself out. What's that? What is either Megan Thee Stallion or Rihanna? You just got to pretend that you're that girl. And I was like, right, I'm just going to pretend I'm that girl. Because I am so...
Emotions must have been sky high.
But it's just like, because even for me, I'm quite a confident person. Walking out in front of that many people, was there like 24 islanders at this point? Because everyone's together. It's intense. There's 6 girls that I don't know. The boys are all looking sheepish. It was just a lot.
And then, of course, when it came to the beef with, and then Anna was confronting Michael and stuff like that. And
yeah,
I think you had a, not, it wasn't really a bad conversation, but then you had a conversation with Maura. Even I know scenes that you've probably forgotten. That's how
I'm trying to
I don't know if you guys have, yeah, the way I'm pulling them up, you're like, what the fuck are you talking about, Maura? Then you had a conversation with Maura.
It's so long ago that I'm like, but I can remember.
So long ago. Yeah. It's like 2019.
I know.
Pre-COVID, like, it's crazy. Then you had a conversation with Maura and you kind of butted heads with her, because you're just not really butted heads, but you were just like to her, like, why are you guys still friends with him, or why didn't you back me in person? You didn't do that enough for me. And I find that annoying. And then of course Anna was the one who backed you. And like, I don't know what.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Go through your head through that. And then Joanna came in and you called her a dead ting and stuff like that. So, like, when it comes to that whole post Casa Amor drama, was there anything else that we didn't see?
I think everything was covered.
Everything was covered.
From off the top of my head, everything was covered.
Producers must have loved you guys. They must have been like, look at all this content we have.
Well, I think they just love me because I was just chaotic. You don't suit those sunglasses. You're a knob. Da, 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 da. I was always doing something. Even if the date wasn't going well, I was always doing something with somebody. But yeah, those episodes were... Yeah, I think from what I watched, everything was covered. Obviously, the dead thing was covered.
That was so funny.
I still think it's funny. It's not my proudest moment because obviously people think it's the worst thing.
Was it not the same day?
It was that night. That?
Yeah.
I had just walked out. So
I'd be saying something out of my mouth that I don't really feel because I'm just angry.
Joanna's obviously everybody on the
line. She's a stunning girl.
Yeah. Joanna's beautiful. But you've got to think like all of the heightened emotions. I've been waiting outside for 2 hours. I've been away from him for 4 days, not knowing what's going on. You know that you've been playing games. What's been going on? Your mind's doing a madness. And then to walk out in front of those people, it's nerve-wracking. And then for him to say he's shocked and he was just rude, I don't think dead thing was the worst thing to say. And you know, if somebody said that about me and it was the roles were reversed, I would get it. I'd be like, I understand why you were saying that. Not that you think that about me. But I can understand the hurt, where the hurt's coming from.
Yeah.
And I still, to this day, people still talk about that. And like, oh, you are immature. Da, da, da.
I don't think you were immature.
It's not immaturity. It's just, it's one of those situations. It's just pretty shit for me.
Yeah. You know? I mean, not even just that scene, but the entire time in the villa, like, I don't see you and Anna, like, I don't see, and specifically you, I don't see you as being immature.
Yeah. Also.
I don't.
What people have to remember is I was 21 years of age. Why would I not be immature? Do you know what I mean? I don't understand this whole maturity thing. Like, being mature is actually not a flex. I did it for a little while and it's boring. I want to be immature for as long as I can until I'm 40 and it's not cute anymore. Being immature on that show where it's a trash TV show. Not, do you know? that expression. I'm not calling it trash.
You're not calling it trash.
But it's like one
or
of those
the sun
reality-
that says, yeah. I'm going to call the money trash.
That's what it's going to be.
That's
going
to happen.
I know.
I'm screaming.
But yeah, it's like one of those like reality TV programs. Like, it's not, we're not there for a docuseries on anything. But it's not a serious topic. But I get that quite often, the whole immature thing.
But this is what I don't get, because yeah, you're young and 21 and whatever, mm-hmm. but like we've had people like Maura who raised her voice many times in that villa, justified or not. She obviously was quite aggressive with stuff and like the way Tom was doing stuff. And I don't see her getting that immature label.
Yeah.
And she was, I believe, 26, 27 at the time or 28.
Yeah, she was. I remember there was a big age gap between me and her.
There's an age gap.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't see her getting any immaturity, considering that she actually is of an age that you should be mature.
Yeah.
So I just think the disparity of how girls, depending on the phenotype and race, the way it gets portrayed everywhere, because everyone always, I've seen so many comments of people saying you've been immature on the show, but I don't see it.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's things where I look and I'm like, you could have delivered that a bit nicer, but immature, I don't think so. I think it's a different personality. It's just a different personality. Just because I'm confrontational doesn't mean I'm immature. That's just my personality type.
I just think when it comes to ethnic girls on shows like this, it's so easy to attach them to being bitchy or being catty or immature, whatever like that. So easy.
Yeah.
But white girls don't get that stick as much. Like Georgia Steele was incredibly immature on her season, but like post that show, I didn't seem that well attached to her as much.
I
just find it interesting.
I find it hard to talk about, because the minute that you talk about it, it's you're pulling the race card, or you're doing this, you're doing that.
Right.
So
race has got to do with everything.
Yeah. So I let other people talk about it, and I just don't have that much to say, because I just can't be arsed with this whole race card thing. However, I do.
Yeah, because they love to say you're pulling the race card.
Yeah,
all the time.
I open my mouth, it's you're pulling the race card. Like, I do anything, it's pulling the race card. No, it's not even that. It's just, like, yeah, I just can't talk about it, because I think that I'm held to a higher standard than a lot of people. I need to be mature. I need to be calm 24/7. I can't say someone's a dead thing, because that's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, you're 21 on the show. Like, even when you... I didn't think you were 21 on the show. Yeah. I thought you were, like, 25.
Yeah, no, I was so young. I was so young. I had no life experience. Mm. Like, I lived in Newcastle my whole life. I wasn't exposed to anything. Like, I just worked in a beauty salon. So, like... why would you expect us to be the most mature person with this great perspective on life? I'm not going to be that.
Mm.
And also, I agree with you. I don't think I was that immature. But even if I was, what is the big deal?
Mm.
Is it really that groundbreaking?
No,
that,
because you're 21.
You know, headline, 21-year-old is immature. Shock. If some 18-year-old girl, 21-year-old girl was being immature, I wouldn't expect that from them.
Mm.
But it's the standard that I'm held to, where I've got to be this all the time. I've got to be... because I remember... thinking, and especially in that whole Castro Moore situation, I cannot kick off in the way that I want to.
I thought you were going to. I was like, Dracarys, this girl is about to explode the villa.
And yeah, I kick off sometimes, but when shit happens to me, I'm fine.
No.
But you didn't.
In my head, I thought.
Very composed.
Yeah.
Very composed.
So let people be hurt instead of being like people give you dirty looks and cutting comments.
Why are you raising your voice at this?
Like, I'm absolutely honestly, not. This you is are, not me like, raising my voice.
Right. I thought, if you kick off how you want to kick off, curtains are closed, done.
Hmm.
No. And I could already grasp what, like, that the whole Danny and Arabella kickoff was a shock. And that was about level 4 on the Richter scale of Amber's mess. So in that situation, I just was like, keep it together. At the end of the day, it's not that bad. He's got his opinion, but I think it's wildly incorrect. Keep it together. But I find that when you see me crying, it's not because I'm sad.
You're gonna cry now?
What?
I thought you were gonna cry now. I thought you were about that with the thumbnail. No. Just you crying like this.
No. So, but when you see me crying, I think it's hay fever. There's a little...
Okay.
But I'm not crying.
I thought your voice was shaking. I was like,
No.
I ain't gonna have tissues for you. You can cry, baby. No. I ain't gonna have tissues.
No, I'm good, right? But when I'm crying, it's out of frustration rather than out of pure upset, because I'm thinking, I need to cry because I need to channel this energy somewhere else. So just kicking off in anger. And then luckily, Anna had my back and said exactly
what
needed to be said. So then I'd have to do nothing. What did I have to do?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing? Because she was there. She had my back.
Are there any exclusives from that season that we don't know about, or anything that happened on that season pertaining to you or not? Because I want to know.
Yeah, I know.
You know I want to know.
So I have to literally write things down, otherwise my brain will forget.
Come on, librarian. I'm not mad at that. Yeah. Come on, author.
So she is actually an author.
Yeah, so we're going to get into that later.
Yeah, we will. Because we'll get into that. One thing that happened was Ovi... Well, everybody wanted to leave. Everybody had periods of time when they wanted to leave. I wanted to leave 3 times. After Castle Remote, I was single. It's horrendous. So when I watched your episode with Rachel and she was talking about being single, and it's horrendous. It's horrible when everybody's coupled up.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's when I wanted to leave. Because I was like, it's not enjoyable. You're doing challenges where it's in a couple and you're just stood there like an idiot. Like, what am I even doing here? But there was a point where Ovi wanted to leave. I think it was pre-season, basketball pre-season.
Mm.
And he was like, I've done what I wanted to do on here. I've made great friends. I'm ready to go. And nobody could stop that boy. I didn't know. I was unaware at the time. No one could stop that boy. And I remember... Well, man, I should say he's a man, he's not a boy, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, he's pretty tall.
And I remember being pulled out and I was like, what have I done now, man? What's going on? And they were like, you have to try and get over you stay. And I was like, why do you think I'll be able to do that? And they were like, we feel like you're the only person that he's going to listen to. And so I said, well, I can see what I can do, but he's a big man.
Mm.
If he wants to leave, then he wants to leave. What am I going to say?
Absolutely nothing.
So I remember I sat with him and I said, like, I heard that you want to go. Like, what's going on? And he's like, well, I like to train in my preseason and I like to do this, that, and the other. And I'm just not enjoying it anymore. And I just said, well, what would make this experience better for you? And he said, if I could train. And I said, well, what about if they get a basketball hoop and basketball.
Oh, he was playing with it. I've heard the story and he would,
And I said, how would you feel about that? And he said, well, it would make things, but I'm not sure if it would change.
Okay. And I went, so that was your idea.
I went to the producers and I went,
interesting.
How would you feel?
Interesting.
If you got a basketball and a hoop, and they were like, no. And I was like, well, you say goodbye to him then, because he's not going to stay. Nothing's going to make him stay. And then the next day there was a hoop and a basketball, and on lunchtimes and whenever we had any.
So when was this in the timeline?
Quite towards the end.
Was this before India came in?
I think it was before India came in.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. That makes sense.
I think it was in between time. Yeah.
Damn. Anything else? I know you're running through your head, and you might not know anything else, but
I've just thought of something, but I'm not sure if I should say it or not.
You can say it if you want, and then if you don't want to out, I can just edit out. So it's entirely up to you.
So, the day before the final.
Okay.
Me and Greg had the biggest bust up you could ever imagine. Like, didn't want to know each other. Like, what?
Really?
I can't remember what it was about now.
Right.
But, like, something stupid. Something ridiculous. And we had the biggest bust up ever. And we're like, nah, we're not doing this. It's done. Nah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, like the one day before.
And then, wow, that must have been a lot to deal with.
It was a lot.
Did the producers come in and, like, calm you guys down, or was it you guys just calm down on your own?
No, we ended up being separated, and then we came back together because we did like each other at the time.
Right, I guess. So we're like,
you know what? There's 2 days left. Let's just get through it. It'll be good. And then on the day of the final, oh, we'll probably come fourth. It'll be good. Like, what a good run that we had. Like, you just came in sick, top two. We're looking at each other like, what's going on? And then
you guys just won.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
Wild. Absolutely wild. But yeah, that's another. I don't think I've ever told anyone that.
Well, exclusive here, guys.
Exclusive.
From Love Island legend, yeah. Amber. What were your thoughts? I'm going to go back to Love Island just quickly. What were your thoughts when it came to Joanna or Michael and Caroline said that, you know, one of them had to be dumped from the villa? And then Joanna grabbed him by the thing, was like, you better not be.
If you found what you want, you better leave, mate. Be clearly on. It's your snake.
What?
I'm serious. No.
And I saw your face in the thing, in the show, and like everyone, you were just like looking like, oof, like everybody was a bit shocked when she grabbed his face like that. And then he didn't end up leaving with her. So how, like, what were your thoughts when all that was happening? Because you must have been like, calm.
Well, I remember.
You must have been I would have been screaming, yeah. Like, are you dumb?
Yeah.
Like,
but I distinctly remember my face because people used to send it to us, and I'm just stood there and I'm like, like doing this sort of spirit thing.
Oh my god. He sent word. I found what I'm looking for, but he never said he was gonna leave.
Cause I was with Ovi. So yeah. I was like, oh,
you guys are just friends.
We didn't know that people loved us as a
everybody
friendship.
Wanted you guys together.
We had no idea.
Everyone. We had no Even idea. I wanted it. And I feel like you guys would have been, but like, if it's not there, it's not there. Do you know what I mean?
And it just wasn't.
It was just friends.
It just wasn't. Mm. And it's just not. Me and him get along really good as friends, but he's calm and collected and chaos. Mm. And so in a relationship situation, it just wouldn't be cool.
No.
Some people are just nice as friends.
Mm.
I like having him as a friend. I think there's something for me that I love my friends. I love my friendships. I like keeping that as a friendship, and it always would be a friendship.
And that's just what it should
And it
be.
Never was anything, like, to us. It was never anything else until people...
He kind of protected you as well with the whole, like, Michael situation. Yeah. And when things were going up, you would go to OV to be, like, tell him to, like, calm
and then,
things down.
In that moment, we were coupled up, so I thought we would be in the bottom too. So when we weren't, I was shocked. But then I was kind of like... I was a little bit like, well, look what happens when you mess with me.
I would be the same.
Do you know what I mean?
I would be that. That's me. I would have been like that's karma. That's karma for you.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And then, but that situation was wild. And I thought he was going to leave with that. And then he didn't. And it was mad. That was mad.
Very interesting because, you know, she came in with him. They were going to be a couple now, you know, and you were going to be single and vulnerable and whatever. And then he was going back and forth with his feelings. And, you know, he didn't know if
but
he still
say
wanted
that he
you.
Wasn't. People say that he wasn't going back and forth.
No, he definitely was.
He was.
Because you could have actually picked him again between him and Gregory.
Yeah.
But
apparently that was all. That wasn't really him thinking that. That was him being told to do that.
Oh, by producers.
Yeah. Somebody mentioned that to me.
Interesting.
In some sort of interview situation, we're like, oh, how do you feel about him saying this? And I was like, well, I don't know what his relationship was like with the producers. Maybe it was.
I thought his reasons was just so interesting. Like that, I feel like there was a lot of gaslighting there. And just like, what I mean by that is like undermining, a lot of people use this word, and I mean by like undermining or making you question yourself that maybe I wasn't as communicative with somebody. Maybe I shouldn't have been. And I feel like his excuse was weird.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense to me because it's like, well, you guys are living together. You're in practically four walls together.
Yeah.
So if somebody's not being as communicative to you, how much more do you want her to say something? Like, how much more do you want someone to speak to you? Like, if they're not being as communicative. So his reasoning was beyond weird.
And I think that's why I was so upset and like in chaos, like in not chaos, but why I was like just a bit confused because if he had sat there and said, I like this girl, and that's why I chose her. Cool. I know what I came on the show for. I know that this is a possibility. Fine. But it's like, you did this and you did that and you and you are not like this and you are chaos and you.
Probably,
and I was like, well, I know I can be a bit of a bitch, but come on. Like,
that's what I mean.
Cut me a break.
That's what I mean. I feel like that's the word that would describe you, the theme of this interview, composed. I feel like you are very composed.
Do you think?
When it came to him, you thought you were very composed. You could have been very combative. I feel like you were more pissed off with the Arabella situation in one day, as opposed to what this man is doing for you after he's dragged on for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And I feel like Anna was giving the energy that I thought you would give, but that's what I was just like, you're very composed with it because his reasons also didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, it just didn't. That's why I think another reason for why I feel like you won the show, because you were the damsel in distress, you were with this guy, and his reasoning made zero sense. People saw him gaslighting you.
Mm-mm.
And then you won out of nowhere. Now, when it comes to Gregory and you guys obviously won the show and everything ended between you two. And
the quickest ever breakup.
Yeah.
The quickest ever. I'll take that title as well.
5 weeks.
From winners, yeah. Was it 5 weeks?
I don't even know. Was it 5 weeks? I feel like something I saw something like saying five
Four
weeks.
5 weeks, I think.
Four, 5 weeks. So when it came to all of that, how were you feeling during the cusp of it ending? Or it ended, and then everyone's reaction, that whole bubble of that, just that time period.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
It was really bad. I think because there's so much pressure and expectation on you to like be this couple, when really we weren't a couple, we barely even knew each other. He had been in there for 2 weeks, 1 week since the end.
Mm.
I didn't know this guy, and this guy didn't know me. Like, cool, we're cute on a TV show. But realistically, looking at me and Greg, Do you think that we're well matched?
No.
We're not? In any stretch of the imagination, we're just not. And that's fine, but it was this expectation and pressure. I love anyone who's, you've got to be together. You've got to like be in a relationship. And it just didn't, it just wasn't working. And like being in the public eye now, it's hard to know how to navigate that.
Mm.
How the hell do you, everybody wants me to be with this guy. It's probably not working. What do we do about this situation? And yeah, I guess when it all came out, I could have been more supportive towards him. I will say that. However, I don't think it's true that I sent my followers to him to send him and his family death threats, because that's not true at all. I would never, ever do that. I probably didn't say enough. However, I was also dealing with it myself, because I had people in my DMs, you know. I had judgment, I had headlines that I had to deal with, people wanting interviews with us, not wanting to sort of leave the house. I had that to deal with as well. So, like, I want to be softer on myself, because I do think, like, maybe you should have spoke out a bit more. But I was dealing with it equally as he was.
Exactly. Both of you were dealing with it in your own kind of way.
Do you know, like, you know, just because it ended over text, that doesn't make him horrible.
Hmm.
And I'm sorry that those crazy people were like that towards him.
Hmm.
But to say that I solicited that, I didn't.
Yeah, it's very unfair.
Yeah.
Because you have no control over what people say. So why act like you would have control?
People, it doesn't matter what you did, people should not have been sending death threats at all. No. You could have been cheating. We could have been together for 2 years. It doesn't...
Completely agree.
Do you know? It doesn't warrant for it at all, regardless.
Interesting, because you said right now that, you know, you guys weren't really a fit, or, you know, and people, like, as I said, I don't think you guys were fit either.
Yeah.
He did say on a podcast a couple of weeks, I don't know when it was, a couple of weeks ago, that his eye was never on you. His eye was on a different girl on the villa. And that was Lucy.
Lucy?
Yeah. So, and he said in this podcast, I literally...
Which podcast?
So I don't know what the name is, and I'm not going to give air to the name of it, because I don't even know what the name of the podcast was, but I read up on it 2 days ago. He said, you know, Amber wasn't the first one on his list or somebody like that,
which
and he's echoing your point, which is you weren't, he probably wasn't gonna be on your first list either if there was a lineup of guys.
Yeah.
Hence why, you know, you guys were only together because of the format and the structure of the show.
It was
and him coming in and you're the only single girl left. I get why it would collapse. It makes sense.
It collapsed so quickly.
But the quickness of your collapse makes complete sense, because you guys were never matched in the first place.
No.
Do you know what I mean? No. So
he had the option of, like, I was one of the only single ones, and I had the option either go back with this guy who
or lose. Basically, you wouldn't have won without him, and you wouldn't have won without you. Do you know what I mean? Like, you guys needed that kind of...
Or go with this fresh person.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I like him. I don't hate him.
Mm.
Like, he's not my type, but I'll pick him.
Mm.
Why not? But when it came to that recoupling, I remember being so upset, because I was like, I don't know him yet. I don't know if I want to pick him.
No, but I'm glad you picked him over Michael.
Yeah, I pick him every time, I still wanted to be coupled up with Ovi.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted. Forget about those two, but that's not the way it worked for me. Obviously, India got to pick first, and then I had to pick between those two.
Oh, interesting, okay.
And no disrespect to Michael, but I had to pick between the best of a bad bunch. At the time, obviously, Michael was horrible too, so it was the best of a bad situation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I'm not... Is anyone shocked that it collapsed so quickly?
No, I think because you guys won and it happened, the quickness, everyone was like, oh my God, no, because we're not watching it from the edited, we're watching from an edited perspective.
Yeah.
So it looked all pretty and prince and princess, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, he did say that Lucy was the one because, you know, she's a surfer, she does all of this like sports related stuff, and he's a sports person.
Yeah.
That his eye was really on her. So I guess, you know, he wanted to go with her. And I feel like maybe as a couple, they would have just suited better because, you know, Lucy and I just find it to be, I didn't, when he said Lucy I was laughing, I was just thinking, okay, like, you know, I'm not surprised, but yeah. Okay. Moving on.
No, but one quick thing.
Okay.
That whole cast wanted her. The whole male, the whole group wanted her. Everybody's top choice was her. How many people applied?
A lot.
Because every guy that I've been around isn't into that type of girl. And I remember Anna saying the same. We've never known this many people just want that. I remember us feeling like we were like, are we not cute? Like, are we not?
That's why this show is dangerous, because they
even us, yeah. And it's we're not the ones that get it the worst. I'm not the one that gets it the worst
publicly, yeah.
But I think it's hard in the casting process, and I don't necessarily think that it's the producer's fault. I think it's the honesty of the people that they're casting. I think they're not being honest about their preferences.
No, they're not. Yeah, they're not. That's also a problem. That's they're also not. A variable. Yeah,
because I believe that the producers try to, because they don't just want everybody to want one person, because that's not good television. Mm. It's not, maybe two people love triangle, ooh, but I genuinely don't think that they would want six or seven guys to want the same person. That's not what makes the show what it is. So I think it's people going on the show not being honest about their preferences, you know?
Interesting. Speaking of Lucy and that whole Ioane situation that went, obviously I spoke to Anna about it a couple of weeks ago.
No,
yeah. And Ioane spoke on it multiple times, so it's not as if anybody's not gossiping.
I was there. I saw it firsthand. So
it's disgusting behavior.
Yeah.
And you were obviously somebody just like her who were very vocal about it when it all went on. And she said, Anna, that she...
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
She saw it there. So did you also see her saying stuff or refusing to pronounce
the name? Yeah, I was the one that put out the tweet. I was the one that put out the tweet. Ioane didn't put out the tweet. It was me that put out the tweet because I was sat there.
Right.
Because I was the one that had something to say about it. Mm. Not Ioane. And so that's another injustice thing for me that I don't like. Calling me a bully if you want, because I know that I called you out a couple of times.
But then calling Ioane a bully made zero sense.
Don't call someone that never said two words to you a bully. She's always bullied you. I don't like that at all. And so I remember the situation was we're on the daybed and it was 3 weeks in. I know she's from like Cornwall or whatever, and everyone's called Lucy and Sophie and Rebecca, but it's 3 weeks now. Ioane is not a hard word to pronounce. I come from Newcastle. I'm not around. I'm from a predominantly white area. Why is it that I can easily say it and everybody here can easily say it and you're making a big deal out of it? I don't like that in my head. I don't like that. And then the conversation went something along the lines of, can I call you Y because I'm just not getting it?
Not getting what?
And I said, well, can I call you her? Are you going to like that? And she was like, what? And she didn't understand. And Ioane didn't say anything in that situation, which I'm glad that she didn't, because it was better for her not to. But I was just thinking, she bullied you. She bullied you. You were the one that had the issues with her name and blah, 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 blah. It's just not true at all. It's just not true. And so that's why I put it out there, because I don't really like to put out what people have said or whatever. But in that situation, I was like, I'm not going to have you say that your auntie was a bully, because she's actually not at all. So let's just get it straight. This is the probably one of the few interactions that you had with her, and you were rude to her. So any rudeness back to you was kind of justified, in my opinion.
Definitely. And what Rwanda is saying back, she wasn't even being rude. She was just telling the truth.
No.
This is what you did to me.
And that's Rwanda's vibe. Rwanda is like calm and composed way more than I am. So I know she's not a bully, you know?
It's just weird that she would say that. I don't know. I just find that to be bizarre.
It was. The whole thing was just mad, to be honest. The whole thing with her was just mad as well. Because she didn't want to be friends with the girls.
Again, I said this to Anna. Like, I genuinely felt like she just didn't want to be friends with girls that are not white. And that's just what I'd like, you know, it's just an assumption. Because I've been through college. Like, my secondary school was very black.
Yeah.
But my college was the opposite. It was white, sixth form, whatever. And you just feel like when you're in a group with a white friend that you're just not accepted. That's just my own perception.
Yeah.
Or you just feel like they don't treat you the same. They don't see you as equal, but it's so passive and not in your face.
That you can't see anything
about it. You can't see anything about it. And when you try to do, you get gaslighted about it immediately. And I feel like it happens a lot. So when she kept saying, oh, I'm just not a girl's girl, I'm not a girl's girl, and stuff like that, but then she's being besties with Maura and, you know, not you three, I was just like, maybe it's an assumption. I don't know.
I never thought of it like that. You know, you're an outsider looking in, so you look at it from a different perspective. Right. I didn't look at it like that. I just thought she was difficult at the time. I don't know. I haven't really sat and thought about it because it's the first time that
it's just in that. Just dynamics,
but yeah,
it could be subconscious from her as well, or could be subconscious from anyone, who knows, but
maybe I just remember that we were bullying her. That was the thing, we're bullies. It's like, no, we want to be like, I'm a girl's girl, I want to be friends with girls, I love having fun with girls. So the fact that I'm not friends with one is just like, it doesn't sit well with me. To say that we're bullying her, like, no, she didn't want to be friends with us. So if she's sitting by herself, that's because she wants to sit by herself. We can't force someone to be friends with us. We tried it and it ended in tears. So I'm staying away. I'm not going to force you to be my friend. I want you to be happy. So we'll crack on. You can crack on doing what you want to do. And yeah, that was just very odd. I've never come across anyone like that. Yeah. I've come across girls that say they don't want drama, but someone like that, I've never came across anyone like that.
It was just interesting to see. And then, you know, with Maura giving the flowers publicly, I thought it was an absolute mess. And I know you would agree.
Perfectly timed or bad timing? Perfectly timed or intentional or...
I don't know. I think it was intentional. I think it's too coincidental that you're giving her flowers now. Like, why are you randomly giving your friend flowers?
Yeah.
For what?
And I think understand.
I've... When she was 110% in the wrong in that situation. You know, we're dealing with a form of racism here. How is she in? Why would one deserve flowers of being called out for being racist?
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah. And I think there's a fine line between, and I think this for myself as well, between people trolling you and people calling you out on something that you've said that's wrong. Because my perspective and my opinions are ever changing, because I put things out there and people will go underneath reply, and I'll go, actually, that's a fair point. So you can always say, that's what I did, and I'm sorry that I did that. I've educated myself now and we can move on from it. But the fact that that's not happening is just...
It was interesting to me because she was very much talking about, you know, giving flowers to Lucy, let me support her and stuff like that. But then she was very vocal on supporting Molly May and clapping back at Shauna on Twitter about...
What was that?
Shauna was just talking... You know when Molly's 24 hours comments...
Oh, yeah.
And people are still saying 24 hours and it's rinsed. Do you know what I mean? Like, people are still talking about 24 hours. I just find it so boring. But Shauna must have said something, oh, you know, this girl probably doesn't know about things, or ditzy or something like that. I don't know what she was saying. And then Maura responded saying that, you know, I think you would know, out of all people, that being alone... or being publicly slated or anything like that is not right at all.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, you know, what about you one day when she was, you know, having her name
dragged through the mud
or Lucy's running around calling her bully and stuff like that. Surely you would know how it feels then.
Because yeah, I get that.
So I thought that hypocrisy was very interesting. And I just feel like, you know, it's just annoying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just find it very annoying. But I also wanted to touch on post Love Island.
Yeah.
Because... you are one of the most successful Love Islanders.
Well, people drag me to filth.
Right, so we're going to get into this.
Okay.
But I feel like you are one of the most successful Love Islanders. Yeah. It's, and at one point...
On paper.
Yeah, on paper when it comes... to, okay, come on, paper, coin, bank.
Like, if you look at the facts and the figures, then yes. If you look on Instagram, not so much. But yeah, anyway. No,
but like Instagram, it's just not your thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, you like to do it when you want to do it. Mm. You don't see it as constantly on.
Yeah. Because,
and it's okay to be like that. Yeah. But I just feel like we're going to get into this other topic later. There's so much I want to talk about.
Okay.
But
how long have we got?
25 minutes. Oh, but my it's God, all good.
We haven't got enough time, man.
No, 25. Oh, you said we can have longer. Yay!
Enjoying it.
Yay! Yay! He's loving it.
Best episode.
Yeah. I'm dead. So yeah, I feel like you're one of the most successful Love Islanders. You come out of the show, you got that million deal as well.
Yeah.
Then you got other clothing line deals.
Yeah.
You also had a book coming out as well. Yeah. Like, you were on reality TV, but then you kind of left it, like other shows that you were about to do, or like SAS, stuff like that. You just, it wasn't really your vibe, but like, you've constantly been booked and busy.
Yeah.
Since you've left the show.
Yeah.
You're not the only one. I feel like you and Molly have been both like that. So why do you think the people like to compare you both? I feel there's always comparisons of, if you're not doing something right, oh, Molly's not doing this, or Molly's doing this, or no. Why do people compare you and Molly Mae? I don't understand. Because both of you are, what, the two biggest islanders?
Yeah. I'd say so. I don't know. You know, I think it's this whole thing of Instagram is life.
Mm.
And like, yeah, Instagram is life. So when somebody has got more followers than me and it looks like whatever, like they're doing loads of brand deals. Because I tell you what she's very good at doing, and I really like Molly, and people think I'm so jealous of her, and I'm totally not. I am totally not. Me and her are on completely different wavelengths.
Mm.
I respect what she does, and I think she's very good at what she does. But that's not for me, clearly. Mm. And I'm not good at doing that. So why am I going to... it's like if you judge a fish on its ability to walk, it's never going to be good.
Mm.
So why are we pitted against each other when we're clearly... nothing alike, don't have a clue. It consistently happens to us though, a lot. It
must be draining and just annoying.
It's very draining.
Parazin is like the thief of enjoyment.
They're it's very draining, and I'd say out of all of the trolling and everything like that, this is the worst thing for me.
Being compared to Molly
Mae. Being compared to Molly. It's horrendous because I second guess myself, am I doing good?
That's the thing.
Am I? And I am. I'm 24 years old and I've got a property company, I've got lucrative deals coming in. Like, just because I can't, like, just because I'm not hyper visible on Instagram or it doesn't look like I'm consistently doing something, doesn't mean there's nothing going on in the background for me.
Mm.
And but I second guess myself, because when so many people say it, well, I won Love Island, well, I shouldn't have won, and I'm not doing very well, and you sit there and you think, am I not? And that's the worst thing for me, and I've had to really sort of work on not letting
dealing with that.
Yeah, because it's hard.
It can be very hard because it pours into the conversation of everything being a rat race once you've come out of the show.
Yeah.
And you're not doing enough. If you don't get these deals,
yeah,
you failed, you flopped and stuff like that. And then it's like it's pressure. And I feel like we all, including me, needs to stop putting islanders in a position where they need to compare themselves and put pressure and not do well, because it's such a slippery slope for your mental health.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, we all, including me, need to stop comparing people, because you just come out and do whatever the hell you want to do. Sometimes somebody might win the show and be like, you know what, back to my village.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Exactly.
Done.
And that's respectable as well, because like, there's not like a single metric for success. There's lots of different ways that someone can be successful. Being hyper visible might not be what success looks like to someone else.
Mm.
Having loads of money might not be what looks like success. There's just loads, and it's really... that's the worst thing for me ever.
I can imagine.
It is the worst.
It's just annoying.
And then if I reply, it's like, why you can't sneak up Molly's name in your mouth? I'm friends with her.
Mm.
I would reply to our stories, like we're like tech, like reply to each other's stories on Instagram, like messaging each other on Instagram a couple of times, wish happy birthday, like happy, tell your mum congratulations when she got married. We do not dislike each other. I do not dislike her. I'm not jealous of her, and I like what she's done. I respect what she's done. Where does this come from? Why is it like that? Why is it when people say this to me and I reply, I'm now suddenly jealous, or like, yeah, you did flop, or you are irrelevant? Do you think I want to be relevant? I want to be as irrelevant as possible, making as much money as I can. That's my thing. because when I was coming out of Love Island, it's not fun. I want my audience, because I've got a specific personality, I've got a specific humor. I just like my people. My followers now are the best. They get me, they know what's going on. If I go MIA, they know what's up. I don't want like the Love Island fans who want me to be in a relationship or want me to be like that. I don't want that.
Mm.
And so I've created something different for myself. And that's fine. And I think that's a good message. And I think I need to put this out there more, because I don't think I talk about it at all. I just get on with it, because it's just one of those things that right. you have to deal with. But I think I should talk about it more, that, you know, there's different paths for everybody. And just because your friend's successful doesn't mean that you can't be successful in something different. And
exactly. not,
you know. It's a big, big world.
Yeah.
There's lots of ways to make money. There's lots of ways to find happiness. And there's lots of ways to find success. Like, you know.
Come on, Pastor Amber.
Hey.
Wow, you left me hanging there.
I didn't know. I was really scared.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't ever like to sound too deep. That's my problem. I'm very much like, I like to keep everything lighthearted. So like talking, oh, like comparison. Nah. I just want to get on with it.
Yeah, because it's annoying.
Yeah, it is annoying.
No, of course, you know, you won the show. You've gone to many of them.
How many times do you want to say it, honey?
I just love saying it because you're an actual winner. If when I interview winners, I'll just keep saying it because, like, you won.
Yeah.
Going to so many events, have you ever bumped into any islanders or stuff or people that you didn't really get on with? Or islanders that, or from, doesn't have to be your season, could be many other seasons or anything like that where it didn't go well for you in terms of just an interaction? Or maybe
I bump into people quite often and it's fine. Curtis is one, because I used to call him a robot. he used to get dragged by me in the villa. Like, I always had a problem of me just looking at be like, what are you doing now? Like, I always, Curtis just did not.
Curtis is so interesting.
Yeah, like, I suppose when you're in that situation, you're living with somebody. When you're not living with someone, I see you at an event, like, you're like, we don't want to have there's no issue. Hi, hello, how are you? You're doing good? Got work going on? Great. See you later. Bye. I won't do that with people that I don't like. But I don't think he's a bad person. He just did some messiness on the show. But genuinely, it's okay to be a robot, you know?
There may not have been any interactions. You may have just been fine with everyone. Do you know what I mean?
I remember seeing Michael and he was like,
oh, that's going to be awkward though.
My wife's name. I'm dead. Fucking mouth. That's what he was like. I can't remember where we were, but that's what he was like. And I was like, ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
About Joanna?
About himself. I was just using that.
About himself.
Right. He was basically saying I was talking about him in interviews, and I was like, it's kind of hard to like.
I mean, this is the thing, you have to talk about people because they're part of your experience.
It's hard. Like, I was a trash.
Even now, you talk about people because they're part of your story. Yeah. You know what I mean, a story isn't made up of just one person.
Yeah.
It's not how it's made up on. It's like you're not doing anything that you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, and I think that's the only bad reaction. But I'm not like besties with every single person. Like, I've got people that I'm really close with, got people that I don't talk to, and even on different seasons as well. Like, I'm not some people I liked on the show, and I like to follow them and see what they're up to, and then I'll speak to them at events, and then others.
Were you around when Sharif just got randomly dragged out of the villa?
I was around from day one. You know I was around. What do you mean, was that around?
Because you're an OGN winner, you know. I'm gonna keep saying it. Yeah. But like, what was your feelings about that?
I was shocked because I wasn't there when whatever happened. I'm still confused, and I was told. I'm still confused about what exactly happened. But yeah, I was devastated because I really grew close to Sharif. I remember being really upset about that. Because I'm like, oh, it's such a waste. Like, such a waste. Like, he had such a fun personality that nobody got to witness. And I think... from what I hear, I don't know if the situation was that bad, but I don't know because I wasn't there. I wish I had been there, but I think it happened in the bathroom upstairs. I don't know what I was doing, probably kicking off with someone somewhere, but I missed it all. But
something
I would have
between him and Molly, and then it just like
something went. Happened. I don't know if it was a kick or something. It's a kick, I think.
I don't know what happened. It must have been a kick or some kind of altercation.
But I don't know, and I just wish that I had been in that bathroom to see it.
Yeah.
Because then I would have been able to judge. Because, you know, injustice, I would have been with my flag saying, no, don't get him out. Do you know what I mean? If it wasn't bad.
How do you deal with, like, a large group of people, like, on you publicly when you leave? Like, the Boohoo event. Was it a Boohoo event with you and your one day and something went, you know, gained traction and, you know, you guys were trending and people thought you were on something and your mouth was moving and stuff like that, and the whole world is on you, like, how do you deal with that? And then does it like prevent you from feeling that way again in the future if you faced similar scenarios? Not you just being
now
dead.
That was, yeah, you're, I'm just being, dead. I just died. Yeah, sorry.
Because that was so weird.
That was the worst time of my life ever. And I feel like I said that about something else, but no, this is the, what did that do?
Comparing with the Molly Mays.
Yeah, that's hard to deal with.
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing ever. It's hard to deal with, and I'm learning how to deal with it. However, this was the worst time in my life, like ever. Like horrendous, like didn't get out of bed, depression, like horrendous. And because I actually hadn't done anything wrong, like I actually hadn't took drugs, genuinely. Like I feel people know that I would just say, like all this time, I would just say now if I was like, oh, you caught us on a, like blah, 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 blah. I was not. It was unfortunate. It was my event. People were handing us drinks and I probably should have been more careful about who was handing us what and what I was drinking, and I was drinking too much. My family was there. It wasn't that it wasn't that vibe. I mean, when is that vibe? Mm. But you know, it wasn't that at all. And so I couldn't defend.
To deal with, yeah.
I couldn't defend myself because I couldn't say I wasn't, because people were hell bent that I was on drugs or on something. Am I allowed to say that? I don't know.
It's fine.
And people were saying I should lose my Miss Pap deal. I didn't know if I was going to. My management at the time were not, like, they were good for the purpose, but they weren't, like, we weren't close. So I had no support. It was kind of like, oh, just wait till it blows over. And I couldn't, because it was consuming. I couldn't stop looking at the video. It's on Twitter now. It's on YouTube. There's an article about it. Amber's looking worse for wear. And it was just awful. It was so bad. Oh, you've got no idea how bad it was. It was so bad.
I can imagine. Must have been horrific.
I don't even know how I got through it, actually. I can't remember. I think I blocked it out of my mind because it probably traumatizes that much. I've blocked it out of my mind. But yeah, I couldn't defend myself. I had to sit there and say nothing and just let people say what they wanted to say. And luckily, I didn't lose anything from it.
No, you
luckily,
didn't actually.
Nothing came of it. But yeah, the worst time ever. Definitely. Without a doubt.
Moving on from that, in terms of your accomplishments, there is one that you haven't been as open about, but it's about your property.
Yes.
Game.
Yes.
So what is that all about? Have you bought? Are you trying to buy? Are the investments? Are you looking in Dubai? I think you're looking.
Yes.
Because you know you're being consistent on YouTube.
Yeah. Well,
like you are. You're being consistent now.
Subscribe my channel for not daily and inconsistent content. Right.
Yeah, not daily inconsistent.
You are inconsistent. Yeah, and not daily at all.
But you are consistent though.
I've tried to be. I'm going to try and do it
at least once every 2 weeks.
I feel like that's my platform. TikTok and YouTube, and this is going back to the whole Instagram thing. I'm trying to fit a round peg would fit in a square hole, but a square peg in a round hole.
I don't know what the hell you just said, but cool.
No, because if you had a square peg and you had a circle, it would go through.
Okay.
So it's the other way around.
Okay.
A circle and a square peg, and I'm trying to get it in.
And right, and it's just not working.
So
who just said that?
I know, but I wanted to have a little, like, what they're called? Analogy, little, you know, visual, that you know what I'm saying. Anyways, it's not working. But I've got people to help us with it now, so I'm going to post, like, cute outfits.
No, but you are posting well. You're doing well on YouTube.
Like,
I told her 2 weeks ago. I said to her, you need to get your YouTube game up.
Yeah.
Because if you have, she has a personality for it.
Yeah.
She's just not doing it.
I've got a personality.
Yeah, you do. And I feel like you've been doing it. That's why you won the show. But I just feel like...
TikTok and YouTube are more my platforms. TikTok's for funniness, silliness. You know, I want to be silly every day. That's me. YouTube is showing my personality. It's why I like podcasts as well. I might do my own podcast.
You should.
I just like to talk shit 24/7. And I've got an opinion on everything, so it'll be perfect. But yeah, I want to be more consistent on YouTube. But yeah, with the property, I have my own property company. I want to go into development. I have bought
nice.
Up north.
Nice.
Not doing London yet. Not prepared to do London. I don't know the market that well. With Newcastle, with Manchester, I sort of know the market a bit better. So I feel more knowledgeable to make the purchases. Right now, I'm just doing buy to let. But in the future, when I may not want to do TV anymore, I would do development because I love everything to do with that.
Interesting.
Love it.
Have you always had a knack for property or
no.
Something that just came across?
No.
Okay.
I had no money to have any business in property.
Screaming. Like buying a tent.
No, that had no business. That wasn't even look. That was, wasn't screaming. In my peripheral. That wasn't in my peripheral. It wasn't in my sights at all. But now, like, yeah, I like it though. Mm. It's interesting. I like learning about it, you know, and I have investments as well. I like all that side things. The whole Instagram.
It's just a lot. Instagram is, you have to an aesthetic.
It's not for me. I want to get into the nitty gritty bit about the property. I want to do VCT, like venture capital funds. I want to have ISAs, pension. I want to know the ins and outs of all this
stuff.
Yeah,
I know. I've been getting stocks recently, opened up a pension recently. And obviously I went through the investment game and bought a house as well.
Yeah.
So you just want to diversify in ways that don't have to be public.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think not a lot of people are doing this. I'm sure you have an accountant.
Yeah.
Okay, sorted. Because some people don't even have accountants. When I speak to even influencers, you know, at this event, and they were like, how did you get here? Why is this not a tax expense? Because you're going to an event for your work.
Yeah.
They're like, what is it? Like, why would I do that? I'm like, oh my God. Like, you haven't created a limited company or something like that. They don't know what, a lot of people don't know what they're doing.
And I didn't realize that.
Neither did I. We weren't taught this in school.
No, I have a whole team that helped me with everything in my life. And that's what I need to go on Instagram. I'm going to build myself a nice little team on Instagram so I can get good, because I know that I'm depriving the people of content and I'm so sorry for that. But especially, I will.
Like, I do like your Instagram pictures.
You like them?
Yeah, I do like them because I feel like they're very casual, but they look very good.
Yeah.
They're like very good. But yeah. Like when you're just like sitting or like with like some food and I think you are holding chopsticks in your hand. Yeah. For like one picture and then it just looked like.
Yeah. So I can't up my game now. Like, it's
I feel like you should up your Instagram
game. And I'm in the headspace now to do so. So I think one thing for me coming out of the show, it was all of this. You've got a public platform now, da da da. And I had no idea. I had no idea. I used to post one blue picture a month on Instagram of me and my friends. So I think it's took me a while. And I think it happened a little while ago where I've just thought, I know how to do this now. Mm. I know how to take a good picture. I know how to wear a nice outfit. I know how to edit my photos. I know what I'm doing. But I just need, because my time is stretched with other things. Like, I'm looking at properties. I'm looking at this. I don't want to think, I need to post a picture if it's not for a specific reason. But I can, you know.
No, I feel like you're doing very well. You've accomplished so much.
Thank you.
Post the show. I feel like you were very composed throughout serious moments that affected you on the show as well. Like, I feel like you should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you.
Not only your accomplishments, but in terms of, like, mispap deals, or you had other clothes deals, property stuff you're doing. You also had a show about mental health in relation and with Kem.
Yeah.
That obviously aired as well. And that was great that you guys are working together.
Yeah. Like, really fun.
It looked like, you know, you're constantly on something. And even if you're not on something, it's okay, guys. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? It's okay to just be like, I'm off, back to my village.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done. You're not a failure.
You'll find like me in Nobu, in Mayfair. I'm fine. I haven't gone broke because I'm not doing anything. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, you'll find me somewhere eating a nice dinner if I'm not doing anything. But it happens. That's part of this industry. Mm. Sometimes you've got a week full. Sometimes you've got, you don't have that much.
One thing I didn't want to ask you about is Anna vs. Jordan. I completely forgot to ask you this. When it went off. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. This was obviously after Casamore. This was the second best moment in Love Island history. History. Now, Anna said that, and I think she said it before, but that it was happened for way longer than it did.
Yeah.
It was cut massively.
Yeah.
So what else was, I don't know why I didn't ask her this, but what else was she saying? Like, what else was going on for it to be cut out?
She was shouting so much. Like, I remember having to physically pull her back from him. She won't mind us saying this, right? She didn't care. Having to, like, pull her back. Like, because she was proper, like, trying to go for him. Yeah. And it just went on for ages. She was basically just repeating the same things because he wasn't getting it.
Mm.
He wasn't getting it. So she was just saying the same things. But it just went on for so long. We went into that lounge area. We were speaking about it. Continued again. Out in. It was just it was nonstop. Continually happened.
It was going on all day.
It was the evening.
It was nice to see you, Maura, and Anna, like, the three girls who are literally like on 10 or can be on 10.
Yeah.
Just got, poor Jordan just got, not even poor Jordan, but like he just got swallowed up.
Didn't know what he was doing. I really rated Maura for that because she was the one that found out and she told Anna straight away.
Mm.
And I was like, there we go, honey. That's what I wanted you to do earlier. Exactly. Do you know what I mean?
I think she did that because maybe you had a conversation. I don't know if she did, but she had a conversation with, you know, back me with Michael. You didn't do enough.
Yeah.
Why is everybody sitting with him, talking to him?
Because we're all really good friends. Mm. And I feel really lucky with that season because the girls were really good. We were all really good friends.
Mm.
And so in that situation, I feel like we were a united front. The boys had no chance. I remember the boys looking over. The boys were all just standing in the kitchen like, what do we do?
Mm.
Like, come and back your boy, but they didn't want to.
They didn't know what to say, boy. They were swallowed up. And then Irby came in and collected his girl and walked away.
That is really clever.
And sorted that situation out. And he was just getting fed to the sharks because of his foolish behavior.
Wild behavior.
I heard that he was missing for a while before that took place.
Who?
Jordan. As if like missing from the villa, as if producers were like telling him to say, Anna mentioned this a couple weeks ago, that he was missing. Or the producers must have said that, you know, you can do this as an option, go to India, which potentially could be true.
That could be true. But I wouldn't, that's a man in it. I wasn't noticing if
in circumstances like that, the producers were good because they created that amazing moment for us to see on TV. Like, and Jordan obviously wanted to do it because he wanted to do it. He's a grown ass man.
Yeah.
So that was just insane. Insane.
Wild.
Absolutely wild.
Like, I love it now watching back, but then we were all so heated.
Did you watch this year's Love Island? Love Island 2021.
Yeah,
you were tweeting about it as well.
I was tweeting about it.
You got a lot of like backlash coming your way about certain stuff. How do you even like? Do you want to tweet about it again this year?
But people think I was doing that for free. Like, no, I had a deal that meant that I needed to be watching, because we had this thing where I had to be watching the seasons, waiting for my topic. So I think my topic was something like dating. So I watch every episode, and if there was a date, great, I would do my commentary. And if there wasn't, I wouldn't. But I would still need to watch the episode to see what happened, because then it would be disjointed. What do I think of this couple? Well, I don't know, because I haven't watched it. So I was just tweeting on the side of doing this deal with one of the sponsors, and people love my tweets. They loved it. And so I don't know whether I'll do it again this year, because I did get a lot of backlash. Because I'll sit on the fact that I chop and change. Who doesn't?
Yeah, Twitter backlash can be weird. People are very evil on there.
Evil.
Evil.
Evil. Wild.
Wild.
But yeah, was you trying to do my accent?
Not even. Did they come out like that?
Yeah.
Did they actually?
Yeah. but yeah, I don't know. We'll see if I get another deal this year, baby. Sign me up, honey. Mm-hmm. We got another deal, I'll talk about it. But yeah, I feel like people really enjoyed it. And I still get tweets now being like, can't wait for Love Island for Amber's commentary. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, pressure?
Pressure.
Is pressure?
So did you watch the season?
Yeah.
Did you like it? Like, of course you watched it and you tweeted, but were you invested in it?
I feel like sometimes I was tweeting and my tweets were like more interesting than the episodes at some points.
Do you have any favorites or any people that you just weren't warming to on the show?
I loved Kaz.
Right.
Ended up really liking Chloe.
Right.
Didn't like her in the beginning because I heard that, you know, something about sort of a married man or whatever. I can't remember what she said. But then again, that's the VT. You've got to say something wild in the VT. I remember I said I'm 10 out of 10, even though I am.
Yes.
That's a wild thing to say. Wild is very much the buzzword for this conversation, though. Do you not think?
It very much is.
Wild and chaos, but also compulsion at the same time. So I ended up really loving Chloe. Loved Toby, because he's like a little teddy bear.
Toby's funny.
I wasn't that fond of... Who was I not fond of? I can't think. Who was in the season again?
Faye was in the season. Jake was in the season.
Jake. I didn't want the Jake. I didn't want the Jake. Because I felt like it was all a show. And maybe that is his personality. But from what I was watching, it felt like everything was a show.
Interesting.
It wasn't... You know, you can't just be chilled one time. You know?
No.
You don't have to be doing the most.
It was very duplicitous. Like every time he got caught when something else was happening, he was smiling. Well, that, I don't know. It's editing. I don't know. You did mention that to be good in the show, you just got to be chaos.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Get into this point, because I've always thought this.
So my advice for people that, because I think it starts again, right?
So
everybody's got different advice.
A month and a half, actually.
If you want the real advice, this is who you want to get the advice from, right? Yeah. So I would say the main thing is be yourself, but be as chaotic as possible, because then they can't get rid of you. Remember, like I think you mentioned about Anna and Maura being up to go.
Yeah,
if they left, half of the story is missing. What's gonna happen? Do you know? So if you're chaotic, you're not gonna go. So just say what you want to say, do what you want to do, and have a wonderful time, and don't take anything too seriously. But yeah, chaotic is the top thing that you need to be.
I've always thought that.
Yeah.
If I go in the villa, the way I would just drag everyone for fun.
Yeah. Move mad for no reason.
Even on the second day.
Just move mad for... Just well, that was mad. Me. Your sunglasses are shit.
Yeah,
I was
talking about your top hat is shit. Your hat is shit. Are you dumb?
You're old. You look old. That was me.
Yeah. You look dusty.
They couldn't get rid of me, even if they wanted to. Everyone hated us. They couldn't get rid of us.
I would have been probably the most hated guy in Britain.
Yeah. Well, I was for a short period.
And then someone comes in and then you're just loved. That's like, you had a great journey on the show though.
I did.
You had a great journey on the show. Like that whole Michael thing just helped.
Yeah.
I mean, the Casa Amor story helped you just... You just skyrocketed.
Yeah.
I remember everyone was like, what is Amber going to do? We love Amber. Poor girl. Great season.
So I've saw a few people say that I won out of a pity vote. What do you think about that?
Interesting. Come on. Not her changing it around to me, interviewing me. I do think that some of that is true. And then you may not like that.
Uno reverse card.
You may not like that, but I do think that some of that is true. Not really. They felt sorry for the time that you had in there, which was pretty rough.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, me neither.
Like, okay, neither. It's not really bad.
But also, it was 50% of the vote, so I don't believe everybody voted us for a pity vote. But no, I do think that was a factor.
Definitely not. It's definitely a factor. Yeah.
I would feel sorry for me too.
Yeah. So who, I can't remember now, but you guys, one of you had 50, was it him?
He had it.
He had a 50. No one's ever stolen on this damn show.
Do you know what? It could have been me if I had got the money. Because my brain was like, you don't know this man. Just take it. Do you know what I mean? Those intrusive thoughts. Just take it.
Just take it.
Just do it.
No one's ever done that. Mm-hmm. I think it would have been absolutely great to do.
But then am I just saying that now because I don't have the option?
Right. Maybe.
Because when you're standing up there, you're so overwhelmed that you would. Mm-hmm. It would be hard to go, I'm going to steal it. Do you know what I mean? It would be quite crazy if you did that. Because I think you're just so... Like, oh my God, I've just won. That's crazy. $25,000. Wow. I'm not going to steal it. So I think it's, I don't know who would.
When you're on the villa, in the villa, there's cameras around you.
Yeah.
And there's like people that speak to you as well.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That must be, and you don't know what time it is.
No.
That would drive me insane.
You don't know what time it is. No, it didn't for me, to be fair.
Not knowing that it's 3 p.m. or 8 p.m.
Why do I need to know? Have I got an appointment?
Like you need to know what time it is.
I've got no appointments. I've got no place to be, you know?
Screaming, not appointments.
I've got no appointments, you know?
Well, this new season I'm excited for.
But I am excited,
it's
going to
be extended, though, for 3 weeks.
What do you mean?
They extended it.
I mean, poor souls.
Yeah,
poor
three souls. More weeks of poor Love
souls.
Island.
I was ready to leave after 2 months. I was ready to go. So poor souls. If somebody stays there from the beginning to the end.
Yeah, poor souls.
Good luck to you.
3 more weeks. Apparently, they might remove Casa Amor. I don't know if they're going to do that.
No, they shouldn't remove Casa Amor. Why would they do that? Something else.
Predictable, I guess. They put something else. And then bring in LGBTQ+.
Love
contestants.
That.
How's that going to go?
I don't know how that's going to work, but I would love that.
I don't know how it's going to work. We've already had like gay relations on the show in 2016, Love Island, two girls.
Yeah.
Picked each other. So I guess it will happen if it just happens. My issue with the LGBTQ+ inclusion is that the producers are going to try to fix it or force it.
Yeah.
And rather it should just flow naturally.
Yeah, it's quite hard, isn't it?
That's why it's quite hard. Do you know what I mean? If you want
to... Because it's got to be formatted to a certain degree. But when you have everyone like that, you still can't. You've just got to let it be.
And then we're not dumb as an audience. We can tell if something's fixed.
Yeah.
So I think that could be an issue. Yeah. Tell me about this book because I need to know what it's about.
Yeah.
Because I've seen things about it. I know you're releasing a book.
Yeah.
But
so when I came out, I decided for myself, like, you can either do all the pretty pictures and not be aware of what's going on in the world or whatever, or you can be true to who you are and stand up for things that you believe in and do the right thing and do things that are meaningful. And I think I get so much more satisfaction from things that are meaningful. So the way that this book come about is HarperCollins romance section, which is Mills and Boone. They were aware that their authors were middle class white women and also the characters in the book were middle class white women.
Right.
So they wanted to bring more representation to the romance genre. So it started off with me hosting a competition. I was one of the judges in the competition. Solely underrepresented ethnic minorities could apply. Whoever won, so I read all the stories and we picked the best story. Whoever won got a year's publishing contract with HarperCollins, got that book published. And to me, I was like, that's amazing because I wanted to do an English degree. I was in books when I was younger and I didn't have that representation. I mean, I read Tracy Beaker and that was about it.
I love Tracy Beaker.
I mean, shout out Jacqueline Wilson. She was
absolutely love Tracy Beaker.
The best. But there wasn't that much representation.
Nothing to be honest with you.
And so I'm bringing out this romance book.
Come on, romance. Yeah. Oh, it's romance.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nothing to do with me. Like, nothing to do with me in my life. It's just this completely fictional story, but really sweet about people like, look like me. A whole host of characters from different backgrounds. There's a little bit of LGBT characters in there, but it's just a nice story. And like, I just want people to feel like they're represented, and I want them to read it and feel like it's
funny.
What's
the name of the book?
And heartwarming. Until I Met You.
Nice. I like that.
Until I Met You by Ambrose Gale. Published on the 7th of July, honey.
Until I Met You.
Yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah. Who, me?
Who, me?
Who, me? Yeah, nice. That's what I'm going to have to do on publication. Yeah. Until I Met You. Who, me? But yeah. So then, yeah. So that's sort of been my stance for a couple of years now. I was always do things that are really close to your heart. And coming from a predominantly white area, it's close to my heart. Luckily, I've stayed in touch. But it's hard too. It's hard too. And that's why I'm glad I moved to London, because I feel like I'm just around so many different people. And it just enriches the personality, doesn't it?
Then yeah.
Totally.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
110%. It's a huge disparity to Newcastle and London and town.
Completely different, but it makes you grow as a human being. And I'm excited for your book. More developed.
I'm excited for your book.
It's on pre-order. Link in the description. No, I'm just kidding.
where is it on pre-order?
It's on Amazon on pre-order.
Amazon on pre-order. Yeah. Okay, we'll put the link. It'll be the first thing.
Yeah.
In the bio.
Oh, that's too, you don't have to do that. I was only joking.
It's fine.
I was only joking. No, I'm not.
I'm excited for the book.
Yeah.
I think it's a very good way to...
It seems pretty random. And
very good different way to go.
Yeah. And at the
but
time...
But the more I random, was, the better.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it.
At the time, I was really upset because there was this girl, this journalist girl. I don't know who she is. And she said, because this Sun headline came out about it being a steamy novel, which is not at all. And this girl, who was also mixed race, I believe, said, this is not a good fit for Amber. What is she doing? Maura should be doing this instead. And I'm like, but if you sat there and waited, you would know this is about representation and diversity. It's not about who can write the steamiest novel. It's about giving a platform to people. I'm hosting a competition where somebody gets their book published. That's a big deal to people.
Huge.
That's a big deal because people, it's hard to, especially in Mills and Boone, because they've got so many people, like authors that have already done books. It's hard to get your book published. And I'm trying to make that an opportunity, or I'm trying to give a platform to that so as many people as possible apply. And I sat and read all the stories, and somebody said, yeah, Maura should have got it instead. And I was like, as a mixed race girl as well, why would you say that? Do you know what I mean? Why would you say that? And I do think Maura would be good at writing a steamy novel, but don't say that in the same breath as something that I'm doing. Don't say that. Yeah, it's not cute.
Mm-hmm. But the book's cute.
But the book is,
I like how you guys say the word book.
Book. Book's coming
it's
out.
Just so different.
My new book.
Book's coming out. Pre-order on Amazon.
Yeah.
And the first link in this bio.
Cheeky little promo that I didn't think that I was going to get in.
So no, but I think that I wanted to speak about it anyways. I'm glad you reminded
me. It's an important thing to talk about. I feel like your audience would really appreciate.
No, of course.
That, do you know what I mean?
And of course, it's a book. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's a lot of
but
work.
But I think the meaning behind it as well is really sweet.
And until that I was met the, you.
That was my driving force behind it. Representation and diversity, honey. She's here for it.
Very, very good. And such a nice idea to do, to go into like writing.
Why not?
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's very accomplished post Love Island. So don't ever doubt yourself, babes. Very composed and accomplished.
Yeah.
You shouldn't doubt yourself. And it's so easy to do that in this world.
So easy, especially when millions of people are feeding into it. For me, you can't pay yourself anyway. So when millions of people feed into it, like,
amplifies it.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Well, I'm just shit, aren't I? Because I've got like 2.6 million followers.
Well, you fell off.
But then you think about it and I was like, hang on, I've got 2.6 million followers and I'm saying that I'm not.
Do you know what I mean? It's crazy, isn't it?
These people have me tripping sometimes. So that's why I come off Instagram just for a little bit and then I come back on when I want to. Because shit doesn't affect me. So when it's affecting us, I'm like, whoa, let's just rewind a bit. Yeah, something's going on.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it for gracing me with your presence.
Was it not too dark? Was it funny?
It was a great episode. I think I love this. We talked about so much.
Yeah. It was a broad
spectrum. I think
spectrum.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
We talked about such a diverse range of topics.
I feel like we could have even spoke about more.
A legend. Like what? What else do you want to speak about?
Sorry. Let's just think. I'm doing a trek in Petra as well. But anyways.
You're doing a
trek in Petra.
In Jordan?
Yeah.
Wow.
for Joseph Cancer Trust.
Wow.
So Charity Babes as well.
Jordan is amazing. I've never been.
So I'm excited for that. But yeah.
When's that? Loads of
May, next month. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
For what date?
14th till the 21st, okay, I believe. Cool. Yeah. So I'm like the leader of
So I just got you here right before you went to Jordan.
Right before I went to Jordan.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Happy days.
Yeah.
Thank you for gracing me with your presence.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Guys, we have Love Island legend Amber Rose Gill. Daily and consistent content, guys. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the channel. Head over to Acast, Apple, and Spotify. Her book, the pre-order link will be in the bio below as well. Until I met you, baby.
Yeah!
Until I met you! And hold on, what time is it? What time is it? It's 8:43. I should have broken my fast 45 minutes ago, but yes. I completely forgot it. So,
just keep the cameras rolling, baby.
I know, right? Yes. I completely forgot it. Thank you. And we'll catch you guys soon.
So we both just do the same thing.
Yeah.
I love us.
We actually did. We didn't even plan that.
I know.